The JoJo Chat Show.
Hi guys. Yeah, it's Friday night. You're here with me. It's the JoJo Chat Show. And we're talking about L-O-V-E. We're talking about relationships this week. I sent out a little message during the week and I asked all of you to describe a relationship in three words. And boy, didn't you respond. Thank you so much for all your comments. It was quite interesting to find out that couples actually gave definitive words. Trust, loyalty, understanding, friendship, fun, sex. And then we had the single people. And they gave a short sentence of three words. One actually said, not anytime soon. Bless. Not thinking likely. And then my single friend said, it's too hard. That's pain. I feel that pain. As a single person, I get where they're coming from. It is hard. When I read comments like that, it makes me want to reach out to those that don't have a loved one to share their moments of joy with, especially this time of year. They're not going to get a Christmas card saying, I love you. They're not going to get a special present under the tree. Also, I would say is there's a very big difference in being alone and on your own. You've got to find the love within inside yourself. I'm actually okay about being on my own. I don't feel alone. I fill my diary with so many things. I'm such a busy person that actually I'm surrounded by friends and family and work colleagues that keep me on my toes. I have an amazing set of friends that I know make that extra special gift to me more personal, especially because they know I'm on my own on Christmas Day. I actually enjoy Christmas Day on my own. I get to eat what I want, start drinking when I want. I get to have full control over the TV remote, so I watch what I want. I get up when I want. But that is because I know I'm not alone on Christmas Day. My phone will be constantly going, pinging and ringing. There'll be video messages from family and from friends saying Merry Christmas. They'll be opening their gifts on video calls that I've purchased for them. And vice versa. And I find that really lovely and empowering that they would take that time out, make that effort to embrace me on Christmas Day. So, to all the single people out there, don't worry, you're not alone. There is always someone on the end of the phone that you can call. I'm sure there are moments of sadness, but you've got to dig deep inside of you and find that little boost of happiness and know that you can get up, you can get dressed into nice clothes, you can cook the food that you want, and it doesn't have to be a Christmas Day dinner, it can be something that you want to eat. Treat yourself, Just imagine if you were in a relationship, you would spend 10, 20, maybe more on a present. Spend it on yourself. Buy a little something special for yourself. Buy some perfume, nice pair of shoes, a new top, a new hat, gloves and scarf set. Wrap it up, put it under your Christmas tree. Why not? You know what's there. But it's that little surprise element on Christmas Day that you go, actually, I'm really pleased I bought that for myself. And buy the food that you want. Like I said, if you want steak on Christmas Day, have steak. Treat yourself. When you look at couples, I know it's sad inside to think that you won't have that bond and that little argument about where the tree's going to go and if the Christmas decorations on the ceiling are actually straight or not. And those little arguments make me chuckle. I remember being in a car with friends and the female was sat in the passenger seat and the male was driving and I'm in the back seat. And we're off to an event together. And she's saying, left, left, left. And he said, okay, I know where I'm going. And her immediate response was, well, if you knew where you were going, you would have indicated left. And I just laughed. Because as much as those little arguments make me chuckle, I'm pleased that I don't actually have them. But they both laughed too. And that's when you know you're with a couple that truly love each other. I recently went to my best friend's wedding and I cried the whole ceremony. And everyone thought I was mad. Why are you crying, Jo? But it was lovely to witness the love. Everyone was done up to the nines. And to see my best friend marry her best friend was just such a magical moment. And I will never forget it. And you two know who you are. So thank you for letting me witness that. When you're amongst couples, some of you feel a little bit of a third wheel because they can get lovey-dovey and touchy and making eyes at each other, make sort of little cheeky grins and so forth, and little secret conversations. But I actually really enjoy that. And they never make me feel like the third wheel. And that's all about them embracing me into their relationship. So thank you to all my couple friends out there for making me feel welcome as part of their family. So, from warm love to a warm feeling. God, it's cold outside. What's going on with the weather? I mentioned last week, up north we're going to get the snow. Wow. Little did I realise it was going to come down here. There has been flakes fluttering on the ground for everyone in the UK. And they're saying we're going to get more. Wow. It's so pretty, but it stops everything. It makes you nervous to go out. It makes those people that are on their own worried about falling over, about keeping the heating on while they're indoors. Please don't do that to yourself. I know the heating bills cost an absolute fortune, but you must stay warm. Keep yourself in maybe wrapped up in a fleecy blanket. Put an extra layer on underneath, maybe a fleece on top of your jumper. It's such a magical weather phenomenon. We don't really want it, but it's so pretty when it happens. It just stops everything though. It's nice to think we might have a snow day and not be able to get to work and we're going to have to stay indoors. But for those of you that are struggling this time of year, because costs are rising, let's face it. Please, I ask all those couples out there, if you know someone that's single on their own, just check in on them. Check to make sure they're okay. Maybe invite them round and share your meal with them. Check in on your single friends. Make sure they're okay. As much as you may have two incomes in your household, remember there is always someone struggling on a single one. Just invite them round for dinner, or even make extra of your meal and pop it round to them so they can put it in the microwave. Just ring them up and just make sure that they're okay and that they're warm and they're safe. We always find this time of year, homelessness hits hard. I volunteer from my local food bank. This time of year, they're always calling out for people to do extra deliveries. It's always hard when you hear of stories of people struggling to be able to buy the fundamentals of bread, milk, eggs, tea, sugar. I would ask all of my listeners, just buy one extra item, even if it is a bag of sugar. I know things like tea and coffee are expensive now, but even a loaf of bread can really, really go a long way. Even if it's the cheaper loaf, even if it's a packet of biscuits, a packet of custard creams of what, 40, 50p, just pop them in your trolley, and when you get to the till, donate it to your food bank. Imagine what delight that brings when I deliver a carrier bag to someone that is struggling financially to buy those fundamentals, and they have that little treat of a packet of custard creams in their parcel. Homeless people, I see people down the high street with cans of beer in their hand, certainly drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and I think to myself, why would I give you £1, £2, £5 when I know that you're going to spend it on cigarettes and alcohol? I want you to be able to go into the shop and buy yourself a sandwich, or some pork pies, or some bananas. But I know that's not what gets done. Having worked with the homeless people, I also know their only vices are things like smoking and alcohol, because it takes away time. Imagine sat in the cold for 3 hours in the morning. It's bad enough for guys that work outside. They have to go and sit in their van at 10 o'clock in the morning and have a can of Coke and a sausage roll. So imagine someone sat outside your Tesco's Express on the floor with their dog asking you to donate some money. Are they going to feed their dog? Probably. Their dog probably eats better than they do. But remember, that's his only friend. And yes, he is likely to buy a can of beer, but that can of beer is going to warm him up inside. That can of beer is going to turn half an hour into 2 hours of that day of nothingness. So I talked about that word of being alone. And for me, they're the people that are truly alone. Bear that in mind when you're single, when you're in a couple. You're on your own. You're not alone. I ask you buy something for them. If you don't want to give money this time of year, it's completely acceptable. So maybe when you pop into your Tesco's Express to get your milk, pick up a packet of pork pies. The duo pack, what's that? £1. One for him, one for his dog. Spread a little bit of Christmas spirit. A little bit of Christmas cheer. A very funny story came to light this week in terms of food. A guy was cycling up the M1 on an e-bike. Of course, people were overtaking this cyclist, so they reported it to the police because there was a cyclist on the M1 motorway. The police turned up, they pulled this cyclist over at junction 23 and said, "What are you doing?" And he was a fast food delivery guy. Oh my lord. I mean, getting your food fast is one thing, but getting it faster up the motorway, that's a whole new level. It's like the next thing. Are we going to see scooters up the motorway? They're going to have their own lane next to the hard shoulder for deliveries. Heaven knows. But only time will tell. I think every town now has a Deliveroo or an Uber Eats or a Just Eat. Certainly in terms of the smaller towns are starting to get those people move in and deliver food to them. I know certainly our local takeaways have started to do deliveries. They've started to do card payments. They even now have their own card payment devices on their bikes. If you're going to order a takeaway, if you're going to order fish and chips, maybe the guy up the Tesco's Express would appreciate a portion of chips too. Is that possible? Absolutely. There's many ways you can help your local community. You may not like what you see. And no one likes to see people homeless. So let's try and stop it. Let's try and make them realise they're not alone. Especially as we go into the next 4 weeks of the Christmas period. We'll be tucked away in our houses, putting up our decorations, our Christmas lights. We'll be decorating the kitchen with pop and crisps and biscuits and chocolates. I guarantee someone's already bought a tub of Heroes or Quality Street. Do we eat them all? Of course. It goes into January. Why don't you just take a handful out, put them in your pocket, and you know the guy is going to be sat up outside the shop somewhere. He may even be on the local bench outside the church drinking his can from a paper bag. You don't have to say anything. Just put your handful of Quality Street down next to him and say, "Merry Christmas." How lovely is that? But remember, don't be alone. Other people that are truly alone, help support them. Bring a little bit of light into their life. Love you all very much. Thank you so much for following. Keep your leave your comments. Please like and share. And next week we're going to have a podcast probably based on the white stuff. So I'm thinking a white theme. Yeah. We'll be talking polar bears and penguins. And snow. Love you guys. Take care. Good night.
The JoJo Chat Show.